Kids, the Gemara said, therefore, it's not a taina on the son. He gave it over to his mother to watch. So over here, we have a big machlokes of shayin. Whether or not the din of kol mafkid, that such the bottom mafkid is that pater the shayin. Ani ber tam, ani linyan sheni yochol loymer atnim es beshvua lehech. Meaning, gabe the shemesh masal shaymer, we say chayev because the second was not mem beshvua. Here, you don't have that. Here, you don't have that. Because, Adai Tahachi. Avon Pashu, Fulemet, Avon Pashu, Emma Malashalem, Yishalem, and Nifkad. But, Zuckerberg Tam, the Nifkad, Shaymer is not out of the picture. Even though it was Aldas, Ishtar Bond of a Mafkid. Imlote Mahachi. The bibs have gevelt. If we say that if he gives it to her to watch, he's out of picture. So then, in fact, the test doesn't say that he'll give it to her and then she'll eat it. He'll give it to Nesh Lidit, because otherwise it's not in the picture. The Tav Yishta V'Taychal, the other Rishonim do say that, yeah. So therefore must be there is Chayv. Must be there is Chayv. Now, it's not clear in the words of Taisvis. Is this a Sibur or a Simon? Is this Hachacha Taisa says that like Cain, it'll turn out that the woman that his wife will eat up, will just eat it up, will eat it, and that's it, and she hasn't have any money. Isha Bekotnin Marin Mishnah Makamba says Begasin Ra Hem Shchav Achayrim Pturim Achem Shchav Bem Tzchayavim. So is that the reason? Kilu is a Takana. That's the reason why the Potter. Why the guy is still Chayav? Or that's just a proof to something else. That's just a proof to something else. What is that something else? So, if you look at the Rashba, when he brings down a Rabbeinu Tam, I think there might be a difference between the way the Rashba brings a Rabbeinu Tam and the way Tais brings down a Rabbeinu Tam. I find when the Rashba brings down a Rabbeinu Tam, the Flamet Vav, right, the Rashba, that's some argues of Rabbeinu Tam. Rashba Ban, all the Shoyim argue of Rabbeinu Tam. Rashba mentioned yesterday, Rashba went to the extreme, that by Aldas Ishti Abanov, even Shemesach, Shemesh Shemachin was Potter. That was the extra chiddush of the Rashba yesterday. But b'shmoy shabar etam amru dafkel brazile, because the Rashba brought a raya to the shita, the Gemara Baba Kama, because the Gemara Baba Kama says masla raya, Mishnah says masla raya nichlas raya tachta. The Gemara says, what does that mean? The Gemara says it means that tacht of the shomer, and the shomer come if the leil gamri lashon gemara is. The gemara says, gemara makes an kimp. They're talking about barzilei, an apprentice. The orcha deraya lemimsa lebarzilei. It's a derech that when you give it to raya, he gives it over to his apprentice.
He's a company, not a person. So you're giving it to the company, which is the raya. Is giving it to the person. Is that okay?
No, I didn't say that.
Is that what? It's a question. Is that what I'm saying?
I didn't say that. I didn't infer that either. I didn't infer that either. I just said that.
Okay, what's the reason for that?
It's a good thing I like you. The Rajba, what you're saying might be Machlaikis Rishainim. Might be Machlaikis. So when you say company, what do you mean by that? It means Akilah is giving it to
him as a person. It's the shepherding business, which includes him and his apprentice.
And therefore what? You mean to say that that's Akilah giving it to the apprentice directly? Is that what you mean to say in different words?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that the Machlokes Rashba and the Agos Ashri, which is the Zerua, and the Mordechai, as we'll see right now. The Losh of the Rashba is the Urche, the Royal Mimsel Brazilai. Since it's the Derech, so Meila, the Rashba is comparing that to the Adas Ishti Abanav, right? That since it's the Derech to give it to them, so Meila, Mamelia Potter. They're gonna give it over. That's all. All right. Alma kol shemaslam mishiyeshlem reshuslem ma'israelay. They're going barzilay. Inami banov b'nei beisay. Kol mafke adas ishte banov mafke. Rishon Potter legamri. Because the Marvel said that if the leil gamri. If the Leil Gamri, Bishay Mechkam, if the Leil Gamri.
But if it was a business, then the whole business would be chayav.
Whatever. I'm saying it's not a business. It's not that Kilu gave it to the Raya. Kilu gave it to the Barzilai. You give it to the Raya, and the Raya, it's a Dai Dachi. Then he's going to give it to the apprentice. Just like Zayi talking, you give it to the children. By the children, you're not saying Kiva doesn't have a tzad, right? Rashba compares it to Kiva doesn't have a tzad. That his shayla was only by the Barzilai. His shayla wasn't by the Ishti Abanav, I believe.
Right.
But if he's
the Rashba puts two together, so it's clear the Rashba not like that tzad. That's just what? Huh? What are you saying?
Why can't we say the same by Ishti Abanav?
I didn't say it couldn't. They said, okay, well, they never have me to say that. Now, one second. So the Rashba, it puts two together, and Zadas, they can give it to them. Now, and therefore you potter. What's the story of the Patur? Why you potter, Taka? Because Mustamad is like a mechila, since he knows you're going to do that, and therefore he's okay with you doing that. Well, if something happens because you're doing that, then he's not mechayim.
Then you'd be mechayim Mashiach still, because.
One second.
Still your shiur.
Okay, let me get the picture going over here. Yeah, now, Mishmoy Shel Beren Tam, Zok the Raj. Raj himself brought a raya to his shita from the Gemara Baba Kama. Okay? Then he says, though, one second, Rav Tam says not like that. Rav Tam says that this is the way Rashba says the Rabban Tam. The Rabban Tam, see, I think there's two machlokes are showing them, but that's Rabban Tam. One is what I'm about to say now, that the Rashba says the Rabban Tam is masking to the Gemara. The Rashba says Rabban Tam is masking to the Gemara. It's a fair issue Gemara. They give it to the apprentice. Then the first one's Pat Lagamri, it says. Right? First one's Pat Lagamri. That the Rabban Tam is masking, says the Rashba. But where the Rashba equated giving it to the apprentice to giving it to the Ishtei Banav, and both of them you Pat Lagamri, with the Rashba's extra connection by Shemasach, Shemazah, Shemachinam. And that's where Rabban Tam differentiates between the two. And Rabban Tam says they're not comparable. Rabban Tam, Mishmash Rabban Tam Amru, the Dafka Lebarzila, Inam Il Mishadarach Bayan Lafkin Etzlai, Kemais de Ginoi. Gemara the Flamed Vav. And that Rabbein Tam agrees that there's nothing special, unique about the Barzilai. Okay, it's not the Chevrat Shomim over here, Chevrat the shepherds over here, right? Rather, and who Adin giving it to someone who the derech of the Bayim is to give it to. And then Rabbein Tam would also be mighty that your partner. Since it's Aldas, that you're going to give it to such a person, then fine. Right? Even that case, the Rashi says Rabbein Tam is Maida. Not only the case of the Barzilai, where it's his apprentice, even giving to someone who the Bailam, it's a derech of the Bailam to trust that person, and the Shemarishin gives it to Shemarishani. So not only is there not a problem Shemesh Mas L'Shemer L'Yechayit, but you're also Pater L'Gamri.
The second Shemer.
The first Shemer is Pater L'Gamri. Now, says the Rabbeinu Tam, says the Rashi Bas Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum Dehani Adai De D'Shemer Nachtuba. The Teretz is, because those the people that you're giving it to, yeah, they're shaymrim. They are shaymrim. Right? That's that I'll give it to a different shaymrim. Okay, so that person is going to take over. That person can take over, right? That person is going to take over the shmirah. So that person is going to be the shaymrim. That person is going to be the shaymrim. That's the Raj Mashma, right? The Hani Adai to the Shemin Nachdu Ba, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Avo Bono B'nei Beisoy Harei Henk Yishem Ratzmoy, says the Rashba. The Aldas Heim Aldai to Heim Shemin Uki Shemin Mimoyno Shal Shemin Teda Lecha Di Loi Lashavis Chare Lecha Mafia Shemin Yim Silba He said Yim Silba Right? Vishdai Shein Lamal Shalem Yoich Lamehem Echadi. Now, let's go on a good time. So, the Rashba, Medas Rabbeinu Tam, is saying the Rabbeinu Tam is Maitiv, that's the Kisoyin, that we pull out of the Sugyan Bava Kama. Narvas, the Rashba, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Tam is Machalik between Barzilai and Bono Bebei, Bnei Bei, sorry. By Barzilai, since or even someone else who the derech is to give it to him. Zokhtar Rashba, Rabbeinu Tam, how, that what? That the impater. Why? Because since the Baal is master, so it's a new shaymer. They took over the Gamri. They took over the Gamri, says the Rashba. Rabbeinu Tam. Mashen came by Bona B'nei Beisai. Over there, they're not shaymerim. That's what Rabbeinu Tam understands. Rather, that's just the extension of you. Finally. Yeah? That's just the extension of you. That's your hechtims of watching it. You can watch it yourself. You can watch it through them. They're your long arm. They're watching it for you. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands the chilek between Bono B'nei Beisai, Ishtei B'nei Beisai, and the case of Barzilai. And of the Rashba, Teda. Right? I'll prove it to you, because otherwise it's going to be a Hefkevel. Otherwise it's going to be a joke. He'll give it to them, they'll eat it, and then the guy's out. Right? Elamai. So this is not the Siba. Why the Shemrishin is still Chayin? Because otherwise it can't be. This is just a Raya. That the mindset of the, this is just the riot, the mindset of the mafkid is not that you could give it to them and that's it. They're the shaymer. Right? Rather, that he lets you do it, he lets you give it to them, dainu, that you're watching it via the wife and kids. But not that, you get not that they're becoming the shaymer. Okay, so according to, it's clear in the Rashba that when the Rabban says, when the Raj, when Rabbi Tam says this svara, right? Dimotei mahachi, dimla kain. Okay, there's an untenable situation over here, right? So according to the Raj, but that's just a raya. That's just a raya. It's a raya that the Yisoid. When his mouth got asish libanov, it doesn't mean to say that they're taking over. It doesn't mean to say they're taking over. But Mashenki by Brazil, they're Matanah's master. So it's not a svar bet. It's just a proba, just a raya that this is the side of the, what does it mean? Al das ish lebana umafkin. I mean, so I just said it now, kilu mitzad the mafkin. You know, the Raj Rebetzim said it mishum dahani atayt the shaymrim nachmi. He said it more mitzad the fact that the Barzilai and the other shaymrim giving it are betzim shaymrim. And that's why they take over. So then, you know, the tain is just a raya that's a situation. It's so funny. He starts off saying it's for a batsim. Yeah. The difference between Barzilai and the children is Barzilai, batsim is a shaymer. Yeah. Or the other guy is a Shaymer, and he's been Kabul Shmir, Samela, and he takes over. Shaykin over here. He's not. They're not being Kabul Shmir, he seems to be saying. Dal Daita Heim Shaymer, Uku Shaymerim, Nemayna Shal Shaymer. That sounds like it's more a Svar Batsim. Then what's the Teda? How's the. How is that proof to this? If it be svar that in his das, okay, you know, how is he giving it to him al das, they should give it, pass it on, okay, like here, let's pay that. So it's a little bit disjointed in the Rajva. On one hand, he's saying it's for the Beit Tamas is for, it stands on its own. So that's it. So what's the teida? Bakbon vinishvi, the side of nilotei ma'achi, the shavus chayil chaberia. It's not as far as that's not why the potter. That's the shavuk is not a reason why the shem rishon is still chayil. That's not the reason. That's in the bottom. The real reason of Beit Tamas is because there's a difference between the case of the kids where they're not shomer on their own, and the case of the Barzilai and the other shomer that the Baalim trust, where they're shomer on their own, and therefore the shomer rishon is ukigam b'charikoi, he's out of it. There's another shomer here instead, which the Baalim was masking to.
It's not a change. The Baals, they're both Baals shomer.
Yes. I don't mean not a change.
As in, it's not like now, Shomer 1 became, is the Baal and Shomer 2 is the Shomer. It's that
no.
They're both the Baal Shomer.
Now it's only the Shomer 2 is the Shomer.
Whatever
there
is
Shomer.
That is the Baal Shomer.
Now, so that, according to the Rajba, the Rebbein Tam is masking to the Gemara and Baba Kama. But if you look at the Rosh is not like that. And the Rosh says, the Rosh also is bothered with the Rajba's Raya, the Rebbein's Raya. And the Rosh says, he says, behind the Kamar, not rule one. Well, the Kamar is a kindness. Muscle Roya, Ach, and Ixer Roya Tachto. Farish Kamar, the Muscle Barzilei. The Ruch the Roya, the Mimsel Barzilei. Lab the Mif the Roya Kamar. El the Mif the Pashay, Kishamir Shmazel Shaymer. So the Mora says, yeah. The Rosh argues the whole thing. Gemara says nichzray tachta. What does it mean nichzray tachta? Doesn't mean that the first shomer is potter. All it means is like it means by us that there's no problem of shemesh mazal shomer. There's no pshim of shemesh mazal shomer. But about it, the first one's still chayiv. He just did the Gemara. There's no such Gemara. Does the Gemara say Losh in the Pat Lagamri, Rish Pat Lagamri? Is that Losh Gemara? What?
Just
in Pat. What's Losh in the Gemara? It does say that, right? I thought so. So the Rosh, there you go. The Rosh, what did it say? Oh, Tach the Shomer Kam, if the Leila Gami. Quite a strong Loshen. That's what the Rosh says, if the Leila Gami, the first Shem is Potter. The Rosh, I don't know, Gislav Dach is that, we had a different Gersa. He just says, Moser Rayach, and this is the right Tachto, Mufarash Bigmar, and Mosna Brazilai. The Urch of the Royal Mimser, Lavla Mifta Roy Kama, El Mikri, Peshea. All the world is saying is that he's not a Peshea, it's not Gitzer Shemesh Moser Shemesh, he's Peshea, Mele, he's Chai Vinainzim, like by us. So the Rosh doesn't take the Rajab's approach. That is a fundamental difference between the Mesira Lidaroya and the Mesira to the kids. And okay, point number one. Point number two. I was wondering if when Taisus in the Hemshuch again, the Taisus says, we'll get back in the middle. But the comer name alei leime the l'shalma lamishum dimloy hoya lo malishalem shifter nifka. The Gemara says maybe she should pay. The Gemara says so one might be medayik. One might be medayik. That's mashma. That if she doesn't have what to pay, we're saying she should pay. That means if she can't pay, she's supposed to pay, right? The Gemara says you're not supposed to pay. But if Louis Tzur, she was supposed to pay, right? Then by saying that she should pay, so we're saying that the first shomer is potter. She should pay, not the first shomer, right? Smash with first shame is potter. If she doesn't have money, then he goes free. Yeah? The Taisus is no. Lamishim loyosha. Ella, Tash, the Shalom b'no, Kshayelo. Avada, the son is still chayiv, like a Mary Tam Shita. Narvas, the issue of the Gemara is that maybe she should pay the son. So I was wondering, does Mavur Taisus that she has to pay the son? Right? I was wondering if the Rajba, if that's true. Because if we say the Rajba, that the Rajba understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, so then, right? If this Eloi Kayim Achi is just a proof. Yeah, that Batsam when he's Adas Ishtay Bana of Mafkin, and it doesn't mean that they're going to take over. It means that you're going to watch them through via your kids. But Batsam, you're still the Shomer. So now, if something happens, he's the Shomer Lagamri according to the Rajba, but that's for Mary Tom. Elamai, this is the way he's watching it. No, so if one of the kids messes up, so the kid doesn't have to pay. The kid's not a Shomer Bechlam. The kid's not a Shem Bechlam. According to the way the Rajma understands, that the Rajma said a Beferish, right? The Barzillai was a Dayt of the Shemer. It was Noches a Dayt of the Shemir, the Rajma says. The Yana guy that the guy trusts also was Noches Dayt of the Shemir. But here they're not Noches Dayt of the Shemir, says the Rajma. If they're not Noches Dayt of the Shemir, then Chayav the Potter.
They're Shomer, Shomer, Shomer.
They're not Shomer.
They're not
Nachas Dayt Shmirah.
They're Shomer Mamor Shal
Shomer. Shomer Mamor Shal Shomer, yeah.
So maybe they're Shomer for them. They're not
clapping
the original
Mafia. So when he said that those were Adayt of the Shomer Nachstu, Adayt of the Shomer Mafia, how does Rajman know that? How do we know that? If you're telling me that, how do we know that? If you tell me that, here is now Nachas Dayt the Shmirah Chal. They're just watching it. Meaning, I thought when he's saying Shomer Ma'ishal Shomer, it doesn't mean Midin Kabbalah Shmirah. Al Dayt Hem Shomer. Okay, I hear your problem. I don't know. But when Rashba, that Raz making a fundamental chilul between family, that's what I thought. I thought Raz making a fundamental chilul between family and household, let's say. And somebody else. Someone else is enough as that to shmira. Household is not enough as that shmira. They're helping out their father, but it's not being makabel shmira. Huh? There's a kabbalah of shmira on their part. They have to make a kinyan. Huh? If Shemir needs a kinyan, the kids have to make a kinyan. Don't know. Anyway, that's what I was thinking, that lefi the Rashba, it's not going to be that way. Now, Memel and Taisvis, Memel leads me to think that when Taisvis says that the Shem Rishon is Chayiv, it could be it's good for the Lashavka is Chayiv. It's not a Raya that they're not a Shemer, because if they're not a Shemer, they would be Potter. Let's go a step further, right? If Taisvis says that the mother is Chayiv to the son, so I'm thinking that. And Tais never said like the Rashba. There's just a raya that they're watching for the father, right, or the son, whichever case it may be, right. He doesn't say that. So I'm thinking he just says it can't be. Yeah. So maybe that's good for the mechayev. You know, it's bad to him, the mother is a shayna, right? Not like the Rashba. The mother is not chazdayt the shmira. Elamai, we got a problem here. Yeah? We got a problem here. From Cain, it's going to be Afterveld. So therefore, it's like a Tekonos Chum, maybe. Like, L'shaf is Chayil Chabaria, and that itself is the reason why you Chayil, Melef Yitaisimus. The male Avada, the mother, is Chayil, because she's a Shaymer. She is a Shaymer. And she's Chayil. She's Chayil to the son. It's not that the Shmir. Elamai just can't be that the Shmir is going to be potter because it is. So it could be that it's not a simon. It's not a right to something else. That is the Siba. The reason why it's chayv is because it can't be. It can't be such a thing, such a situation. It can't be. So man, that's cool. But why Chazal am chayv? What's the argument of the Gemara that the mother should pay for that shit? Name of Lime Zila Shlimi?
Yeah.
If I'm saying that not really a shamer, so what was the kasha should pay? She's a shayim. So you have to say, even the Rashba, she's a shaymer. And what's the whole nakamina between Barzilai and Ishti Banot? The whole nakamina is whether it's a nachas night to be a shaymer for the mafkid. Maybe it's Mukhan Seder Abram wanted to say. Gotta think about it. Maybe Rimu Mashma, that the Chilk the Raj is making between the Razilai And the Bnei Bayis is, like I wanted to say, that the Barzilai and the other Shomer is Nochas Adai to be a Shomer, they're not. But Shaila is, who are they even being a Shomer for? By the Barzilai, they're being a Shomer for the Baila. Shein Kein. By the Bnei Bayis, they're being a Shomer for him. Man, he's still Chayim. Right here, Kenzai. And then they have to say, maybe they have to say that that's a chol in the Raj. If that would be true, then my dig, then the dig, then there's no machlokes. Then there wouldn't be the tefilas second malak we're saying in the Rajba, and there won't be machlokes days in the Rajba lagabe, whether or not does the mother have to pay the son.
And also that it's not going to be a
siva. No, he's still, the Rajba is still saying that there's a mahalach over it. No, it's not a siva. Either way, it's not a siva. Rajba says the mahalach over it. No. Either way, the Rosh says there's a mahalach over here. There's a mahalach over here in the Meritam. Yes. It's not just because it can't be there for Yishai. There's a Yisoid over there. That either way, the Rosh says that. The question is, what is that Yisoid? Either way, the Rosh says Zichra. No, then you're going to say Tanya Zari then. Now, the Hagos Asher in the Rosh says, he wants to. It seems to be answering the chiluk from Barzilai different than the Rosh. Al heichas sheyidu bevadai shanifkad ein rogel lishmar bekadim baatzmai el bebirur shekal kon shemafki biyadai hu mois lishal tachda vein mesham baatzmai klal havlekilo mafki baatzmai mosler begdayna biyad mishar rogel nifkad limser nistal nifkad legami. As he says, even the Rebbein Tam says that the Shem Rishon still chayiv, but he says, in the case of the Barzilai, that over there, the reason why Rebbein Tam is Maida is because, like he was saying before, it's a company. So he doesn't want, the Shem doesn't watch himself. The Shem is, he's just the head honcho. He's the CEO over there. Yeah, he doesn't do anything himself, right? He just gives out the jobs. So Meila, in that case, it's as if the mafkid is really l'chatchila being mafkided by the shayim, and that's why I think that the Gos Ashri over here is trying to answer the Rosh and the Rajma's question: how does Rebbein Tam deal with the sugya of the Barzilai? So that's when it comes out, there's three mahalchim in the Shainim. How Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the first Shainim is Chayim, how does he deal with the Gemara Baba Kama? The Rosh says simply, there is no such Gemara. The Gemara is the same with Gemara as Bayas. Even over there, the Shainim Rishon is still Chayim. The Roy is still Chayim. Just has a hetter to give the Barzilai, and it's not considered Shainim Shmas L'Shaimer that he's B'Sheya. The Ashmi says that that's a particular situation over there where is a company, Akiva's company over here, and Meila is the Chatchil, he's not really giving it to the Raya, that's him, he's really giving it directly to the Barzilai. And we have the Rajba that says that the difference between someone who's an outside Shomer, where there we say the person is being makabel shmira, so mele it's uk megav b'chari koi. Right? It's not like the the arzrua, the chatchila, the mafke is being mafkeded to the barzilai. Rather, no, he's giving it to the shayim. There's a din that we saw in Lamed Bav, the rabban that says uk megav b'chari koi. Yeah, I'm putting this person in my place. There's someone else that's instead of me. And the chiddush over here is even by Shem Misach Shemas Shem Achina, where we know that he's okay with it. But it's a get the uk begam mechari koy, and that you don't have by for some reason that you don't have by the ishtoi ubnei beisai. And there we say the get there is. There we say the get there is that they're watching it for you. Now, the gabay the etzim taina other Ben Tam, that's in Tainer Ben Tam, then Kes Hefkebel. So the Ritva simply answers, Mat Ein Lahakshayis. He's giving over the aldas to give it to the wife. That means he knows that he's opening himself up in trouble. And he doesn't care, so it's like he's being Michael. So man, the whole time of Ben Tam says Ritva is not Shetaina. Yudavsin an option. Yudavsin an option.
And you understand that according to your amen, that's right. If it's Aldas, then it's not Aldas that I'm making another guy a Shema for myself.
What was the Ritva just says? The man has a problem. Okay, it's impossible. If the din is the first shemer is out, then there'll be hefkebel. His wife's gonna go, there'll be mafke, and then she'll do whatever she wants to it. And she has no money, so the mafke is out of business. So Ritva, it's his fault. Since the klal is, you give it aldas ishtibana. That means you know by doing it.
Yes.
He knows that he's putting himself in a very dangerous situation. He's opening himself up for trouble. That maybe the wife is going to make trouble over here. The kids are going to make trouble.
Every shmir is like that.
What do you mean?
If I give it,
then the guy's going to watch it. The guy is chayiv. What do you mean? I understand. He's chayiv if his wife does it. But Hip was saying that if he gives it over to his wife, he's potter. In a normal case, of course, if I'm a shayiv, my wife comes and eats it up, I'm chayiv. That's not a question. The whole bad time is only in our sugi. We say that is the bottom of he gives it, and some shayim say then when you give it over to them, you're potter. If something there for shay, you're potter. That's where the problem starts.
When are you potter?
Lefi, if you hold Nagar Merintah, right? And you hold like all the Rishayim, the Nagar Merintah. And they say that the Rajba says, you put her, even if she's Pashay, the kids are Pashaya. That's where the problem starts. I'm Cain, why am I putting? I gave it over to them, right? No. I gave it over, I had a right to give it to them, and therefore I'm out. So now it's a problem, they're going to destroy it, and they have no money. But in a regular case of Shaykh or Rebbe, if there wouldn't be halacha about that's which the bottom of Nais, and I'm giving it to them, if I didn't give it to them, and it's still by me, yeah, then of course I'm chayiv, my wife eats it. I'm a Shaymer. That's a pshat. What? It's only in our sugya that Rebbe Tam had a problem. It's only because, Tais didn't speak out that you gave it to them, then it's a problem. Well, Chari, if you say in Tais also. The problem only starts if you give it to them. If I don't give it to them, and I'm a shomer, yeah? And of course I'm a chayiv, because someone else just come off the street, comes and eats, and I'm chayiv. So why eats it? When my wife eats it, I'm also chayiv. Well, why not? Why should I be chayiv? Then you don't have that problem. It's all because we're saying in our sugya that you can give it over to them. And you're going to be part if you give it over to them. Now we have a problem. So that's a revolt. Okay, so no one asked you to do this. You should have specified they shouldn't do it. You can't give it to them. There's a cloud out there, such a mud of the mafkid. So you should have said, so you I'll die talk. You went into the situation. Then you know what we asked you. The Baal's fault. It's not his fault. A diet dog he did, and therefore you can't find this. That
Baal should specify.
Whatever, however he could have done. Yes, if he wanted to protect himself, he should have specified.
So then every
but there's a cloud das ish nebana. That's given.
Why is that?
It's given. That's given. I don't care. The Gemara says it. I'm in Chazal. That's the psychology. That's the normal situation is I'm doing a diet dachi. That's not up to debate.
But now the normal situation is that he'll be ma'as now.
That's not a normal situation. If he'll be ma'as, he'll be ma'as. If he's not ma'as, he's not ma'as. The normal situation is a diet dachi. Is there any other question?
I just don't understand what Rabbi was saying in the Rajah.
So. No, huh? Okay. So what do you want?
Well, I just don't understand what you
mean. I said, What?
Why didn't you say Yamzer Shukat Bala? And the Bala would be chayav to pay over the white dust.
If my wife wrecks someone's car, I have to pay? What's the Ashkish about Bala? Where's that cloud? I'm responsible for my wife does? You gotta be kidding.
Huh? Yeah, Rebbe said he's not responsible for cooking this.
What?
Rebbe said he's not responsible for cooking this.
For what?
Alright.
Oh my god. That came in a way. Anyway.
We're trying to say that they're on the same table.
We're on the same table.
Like they're the same.
Is there a goofy? You getting all romantic on me over there?
Your wife hugs you. That's where it comes from.
What?
Your wife hugs you. You know that.
Why did you do? Why? It's your fault. I did it, right?
Look, you know, my wife's not here. I can say what I want.
Your kids did it.
Okay, Rabbi says. Now, let's go back to the middle of Tysus. Rabbi said. Again, it really bothers me that the Torah didn't speak out. How did Abraham really say about that? The Torah didn't speak out that when he'll give it to her, but you have to say that, right? Okay. Tavi Yishtu v'tayichal, the other Shem do speak it out, yeah? L'kach, l'taisviz nami hacha, mishtaba imei, ha'anuzuzi, ha'isvinu b'katalisa, shlei pasha. What's he talking? What's this l'kach? Ulkach nami hacha mishtaba imei ana zuzi esvenu. Zach, it's schmaltzy. Take the coat. Yeah.
What do we have?
It's hot.
Yeah. What's the Tais saying? What's lekach? Everybody say what's lekach? What's lekach? Now, according to Ben Tam. Huh? Now the crisis. Now I understand why the Gemara at the end said we didn't see the Gemara. Maybe we should take a quick look at the Gemara. Ella Marava, Mishtabi Ihu, Danuzuzi Ashleminuli May, Mishtabi Imei, Danuzuzi Isvinu Bakartalisa, Vigniva Potter. Everyone's got to swear, right? Okay, we'll see. What?
We have Pater.
What, the Mifter? Okay, now we'll get to that. That's something else. That's
Pater or Mifter? I don't know if there's a difference.
What?
Is the difference between
Pater
and Mifter?
We'll get back to that. Does that get to Taisvis? We'll get back to that. The Rif had to get a Mifter. Or Miftari, we'll see. But the point is, Gemara said they both swear, right? They both swear. So, look, Taisvis. Oh, now the Rebbein Tam says that the son, the Shem Rishon, is Chai Bepshia of the mother. Now I understand why the mother has to swear. The Hani Zuzi, Isvinu, Bekart Elisa. Shlei Pasha. Now, without Rabbi Tam, we don't understand. Without Rabbi Tam, we don't understand. And if, in other words, meaning, that what's without Rabbi Tam? Without Rabbi Tam, the son is Potter. Hadas is Yevanov. Yeah? He gives it to her. She does whatever she does, he's out. He's out. So,
if Tosis had the gears of Pater in the Gemara, it'd be something like the Rif. Maybe it's not really the Gemara, that only when she is Nishba is the Pater. Maybe that's what he's saying. It's just reading the Gemara, you have the gears of Pater, so I mean, his Pater is only going to be when she swears.
He's saying, therefore she has to swear. How she has to swear. So, the question is, why is that only because of Rabbi Tam that she has to swear? If not for Rabbi Tam, she doesn't have to swear.
I
It says that in the Gemara.
What?
It says in the Gemara already?
No, the Gemara says. The Gemara says she has this. He swears, and this is what he gave to her. She swears that she wasn't Bashaya. Zabtai says, now, and my time was Mechadish to me, that even if she's Bashaya, that if she's Bashaya, he's Chayiv, now I understand why she has to swear. So the question is, why is this lipo going on in Taishas only for Rebbeinu Tam? And it's about without Rebbeinu Tam, if Mashmah Taishas had a problem, why she's swearing? Without Rebbeinu Tam, Taishas had a problem, why is she swearing? No, right? If you don't understand, why is she swearing? What do you mean? If you don't understand him, right? She has to swear because she's still chayav. She has to swear to pater herself. Well, what's saying only if you're in time, she can understand that she has to swear. So Bnei Shua asked the question. Choyesh lo tamaya, the very pish my time, my avakashal who bought the Mishnah be ime. So he said, yesh li yash. The hot Mishnah be ime, mashma, shvua sa shayman. Shehi, shvua der aysa. Yeah, it's not too much was a shame over here. Shvua der aysa. When Cain, after the kasha lehu, they ain't welcome to shavua zu. The chivat shekvar nishba aben, shemosron liimoy, the shavua zu nifter aben legamri, sheishamram kiroi. Veim ena mechuyeves lishava la mafkid, sheilabas lav balas dvarim di dehu, loy shem shaloi. Like Rashi has laid by Safsira. Al pesh bein tam as a shapin. Chim the ben adayin loy niftar. Mishwasa min amafkid. Shem pasha aim. Mechuyv l'shalem. Im kei. Bada yitzvich l'shof shwaz ha-shayim. Nul gabi amafkid. Ocham loy shtaba. Haben oim im koyim b'chiv tashlumen. Says the Bnei Yeshua. What Tais means says like this. Without bein tam. That the son, in other words, the son is potter. Even if the mother is b'shaya. So now, why does she have to swear? I mean, it sounds like she's swearing to the mafkid. So shvuah hashayim. I mean, her shvuah is shvuah for the mafkid. That we should know there was no b'shaya of it. But our bein tam doesn't make a difference. Because even if she was b'shaya, the shomer is potter. According to the Raj, even if she's Bashaya, the Shaymer is Patna. Well, not the Raj, in other words, without Bein Tam, right? Without Bein Tam, the Shaymer is Patna if she's Bashaya.
It's
Gavra Bukhari
Toy, right?
What?
Gavra Bukhari Toy. She has been
Shavuot to the first. Yeshua is assuming that it's hard to argue in Meritam, and we say that the Shemarishan, the son, is Pater, even if the mother's Peshaya. What would be that svar? Right? So in the Rajba, the Abraham is saying, in the Rajma himself, what's the reason? Rajma argument, right? What's the reason for that? Why is the Shem Rishon Potter? Uk Megav and Bachari Koi. Dainu, that the Shem Rishon says, there's a replacement over here. I gave it over to someone else. I had a right to give it over to someone else, and therefore I'm out. There's a new Shemer here. Instead of me, right? So, if that's true, look of Abraham Cain, then even out of your married town, we understand. Not if you're married, we understand why she's swearing. Because now if you're bent down, why is the first shomer out? When Rashi says, yeah, why is the first shomer out? Why is the first shomer potter? Even she's pesheya. He's out of picture. Why is he out of picture? Because he replaced himself. So the replacement, being a replacement, should have to swear. There was a place that now is a replacement, Hainu, a shomer of a violent, right? So in Cain, even not if you're ready to tell him, that's we should understand why she has to swear. Because she has to swear that she wasn't Pesheya. Because if she was Pesheya, then she'll have to pay the bailiff. So yeah, she has to swear. She was a shomer. She like Pasha. She's the new shomeres of the Bible. Right? So the way. So then there's no different. Then Peshu doesn't make any sense. Right? If the havana of the cholkim on Rebbeinu Tam is like the way the Rashi said, look at the Gabachari Kai, then there's no difference. If you're Rebbeinu Tam. Or not if you're married now. Either way, it makes perfect sense that she has to swear. Because now if you're married, maybe even better, maybe not if you're married now. Because now if you're married now, she's a shomer of the Bible. Not if you're married now. So of course she has to swear. If you want to say, if you're married now, right? She's not a shomer of the Bible. It's just that, okay, the shomer Rishon is the shomer, but if she is Pesheya, then he's Chayiv. Therefore, she has to swear that she's not Pesheya, the Patron. Even though she's not really a Shemeres. Because if you care, the first Shem is really the Shem. So, Fidim Alech Narayim talking to this Pesheya is not going to work. So what could work? What Havana could we say? Bedas the Cholkim of the Baron Tam, what the Baron Tam's coming of Fuke, that would explain to us, that would allow for Baron Tam's question, why does she have to swear? Because it has to be something along the lines that. That what? It's not Gabba Charikoi. Rather, it's saying that I watched it. It's not Gabba Charikoi. I put a shomer in my place. It's just saying, I'm just thinking out loud. It's just saying that by me giving it over to Bono Benebesa, Ishtayu, mother, yeah? So, I'm Pater, even if they're Pesheya, because I want, what?
It's just a Rishmir. I mean, Rebbe is a fan to do a good Shmir, which Rebbe did, by giving it to someone who should watch well. They're a Shmir to Rebbe. If they're a Pesheya, that's they're a Pesheya to Rebbe, they know Rebbe. But Rebbe still did a good Shmir by giving it.
Why can't we just say that she's swearing on behalf of the first time?
She's swearing on behalf of the first time.
She's swearing that I was Pesheya,
right,
in his shmir. Meaning his shmir was to give it to me. So I wasn't Pesheya in his shmir. That's for sure.
Again,
that's where Rebbe Tam's adding.
And I want to know what's with our Rebbeinu Tam. What we're grappling with over here is the problem on the table is that it's mashman taisis that if not for Rebbeinu Tam, that the first shomer is chayiv even the pshia of the mother, then we have a problem. Why is the mother swearing? Trying to understand what would that shita hold? Yeah, the path of the first shomer that would make it difficult for us to understand why is she swearing. Oh, but now the Rebbeinu Tam says he's chayim, and we understand why she's swearing, because she's swearing the pater the son. That's the structural thing. The question is, what Havana of the Chalkma of Baron Tam would make it difficult for us to understand why is it that she's swearing Shlai Pasha? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Before Baron Tam, she's a Shemer herself.
What do you mean she's a Shemer herself?
She's a second Shemer.
She's a Shemer to whom?
To the first Shemer. That's what
If she's a shaymer, the first shaymer, so why should that? Why is that? Why is the first shaymer pater on her pshia?
Because
he wasn't pshia by giving it to her.
What?
He didn't know that she would be pshia, so he was fine by giving it to her.
No.
Separately, she was pushing
it
to him, so she's
not
him.
So it's like a case of a surprise. What do you mean?
He'll be. You are basically.
What's that again?
This is an exception.
If he's Potter, first Shemer is Potter, but she's chayav to him, and he case of a surprise for
Chaver. We said that if the Baal gives permission to form a chain, and the
shomer
can do that. And this is one of the cases.
He's saying the knowledge of Baron Tam will come out but now the knowledge will come out that the first shomer he watched it, he gave it someone to watch, and now so he's potter, even if they're potter, he didn't really do wrong. But now she'll be chayef to him because she's his shayim. So she has to swear that she was shayim to him then. So what's the problem? So the Gemara is saying she has to swear maybe because she's his shayim.
She has no money.
Why is
her money comes from
her? She doesn't have to swear? Why? Because maybe if someday she'll have money. We still have to decide whether she's chayiv or not. If she's chayiv, then she's chayiv. Hell, she doesn't have money. If they get divorced and she has money, then she'll have to pay. So why is... What's the difference if she's swearing for the mafkid or swearing for the nifkad? Unless we say that it's mashma the Gemara for some reason. I mean, it's not going to answer for the Yeshua, but the Yeshua says that the Bishu understand the Nalav Yom Yerim Tam, it's not a Shmur Dera, it's not a Shmur Zashayim. It's not, it's just, the way you say it is, that's what it is, a Shmur Zashayim. Elmai, for some reason, the Gemara understands the Shmur, both of their Shmur is clapping the mouth. Both their Shmur is the Papa from the mouth. For some reason, we understood the Yom Yerim Tam, understood that in the Gemara. The Yom Yerim Tam says, okay, the Torah says, so it's not true. Now if you're Baron Tam, she's not swearing for the mafkid. Well, if you're Baron Tam, she's swearing for the mafkid.